Good morning. It's January 29th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. The music you're listening to is The Theme to Blue Bloods by the Mount Royal Orchestra. Today's title is Eating. To share a noble meal with someone is to share everything. Paul Kruger. One of our favorite TV shows, if you can still call it that when watching it on Netflix or Hulu, is Blue Bloods, starring Tom Selleck, Bridget Moynihan, and Donnie Wahlberg. If you've never seen it, the story, now in its 10th season, centers around four generations of an NYPD family. Sure, it's a cop show, so good guys, bad guys, some of that is predictable. But what's different with this show is that it's all about this Irish Catholic family, the Reagans, who, despite their inter-family squabbles, always reach out to each other before anyone else. They put their family first. They always have each other's backs. One of the ways they do that is keeping a family ritual, Sunday evening dinner at the family home. This is a commitment that they've all agreed to, whether tacitly or proactively, and they show up, come hell or high water. Every meal begins with a saying of grace. Around the dinner table, there is then an unspoken truce from the outset. Whatever disagreement, whatever hurt feelings, whatever difficult issue an individual might be dealing with currently, they can unload it on the fam, get input from the people they love, and do so without feeling criticized or put down. While my grandparents were born in Belfast, and they thought of themselves as Irish, they were Irish orange, Protestant, not Irish green, Catholic. But whether you genuflect when you say grace or not, the fact that a family has decided to laugh, cry, argue, and celebrate together around the dinner table each week is an anathema in today's culture. Everything moves fast today, from cars to the internet to the way we eat. America was an agrarian society until the late 19th century. Meals were a big deal, especially at the end of the day. People worked hard all day to literally put food on the table, harvesting or hunting or slaughtering, not to make money to go to the grocery store. I remember eating together as a family every night while growing up, unless my dad was away on business, and then my brother and my mom and I still ate together. But with my own children, starting in about junior high, there was almost always something that kept that from happening. It might have been, and often was, sports commitments, music commitments, too much homework to be done, or meetings of some kind or another. That precious time together just seemed to vaporize as the kids got older. Now a new study from the University of Antwerp, Belgium, shows that eating together as a family yields more children who grow up into altruistic adults than families who don't eat together. Eating together as a family makes you better people. Charlotte DeBacker, Appetite, 2014. Another American phenomenon is the growing tendency to eat out at restaurants. Growing up, my parents were frequently having dinner parties at our house, where mom prepared the meals, or they were attending a dinner party at someone else's house, where they prepared the meals. People just seem to entertain differently in this rapidly moving, social networking, online society. I mean, who brings out their good china anymore? Many cultures place much more emphasis on eating together than contemporary America. In China, one of the most common greetings translates best not as hello, but instead, have you eaten yet? Spain, France, Italy, and all of the Mediterranean cultures from Lebanon to Morocco have either the noon or evening meal as a centerpiece of their family life. This was clear in biblical times as well. Many major events recorded in the life of Christ were at gatherings for meals, from dinner with tax collectors and sinners, Luke 19, 1-8, to the feeding of the 5,000, John 6, 10-14, to the Last Supper itself, Luke 22, 14-18. You can learn a lot by eating with someone. Consider making a special effort to gather your whole immediate family at the table, if not every night, then at least once per week. Even if you have teenagers who are disgruntled and say little, years later they will remember these times as a time when they knew they were loved. Sharing food is the very best way to create memories. Nupur Sorti. If you really want to make a friend, go to their house and eat. The people who give you their food give you their heart. Cesar Chavez. Lord, remind us to gather at the table with friends and loved ones whenever we can. We will find that we share much more than food, and that is a way to love, as you command. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.